allora mai in ogni caso qui per bondi e per bondi the man will take me to the prison and man will help me to come out from the prison. Man is my man. So now we should be anansat pasabhisiyan jatharaham upajunjata nirbandha krishna sammandhe jitta vairagya machyate. Must practice yukta vairagya renunciation. What is that renunciation? Whatever we have, our friends, our relations, our relatives, or our father, mother, wife, children, wealth, and house, and land, or power, or any other material, or materially, what is with me, I should consider as a Vishaya. Vishaya samuha shakali madhav. Whatever I have, I should not think that I am the master of all I serve. Whatever I see, whatever I had, I am the master. I am the soul enjoyer. I will enjoy. My wealth I will enjoy. My dress I will enjoy. My house I will enjoy. My body I will enjoy. This my and mine. These are the two things that delude us. Everybody, though he has got some wealth, but then he competes with others. There are still very many rich people are there. We cannot be able to compete with them. So, whatever riches we got, whatever the knowledge we possess, whatever the health we have, whatever the wealth we have, the friends, relatives, or family members, or all of them, and I have no attachment with that. Anasaktasabhisyan, I have no attachment. I have no attachment. I give up that attachment. I have got attachment to you. So, Lord, now, whatever is there, I will enjoy. Adike nyunatayanja, kyo people matata. If I have got health, if I have got all of my organs fit, with those organs, with my belt, I use them in the ways of the Lord. All my limbs, all my energy, all my knowledge, all what I possess, all these things should be utilized in the service of the Lord. Then, having a relation with the Lord, I will be free from the bondage, because the result I will give away to him. One is karmarpana, and another is first stage. First stage is karmarpana. Jat kirtanam, jat smaranam, jat bandhanam, jat shravanam, jat arhanam. Roshadda, vidhanoti kalmasam, tasmi subhadra sravase namonam. If we repeat Nectarian divine name of the Lord, and Nectarian beauty of the Lord, and Nectarian activities of the Lord, if I remember that, then all my evil, all my evil thoughts in my mind, and all the activities I do, those are not devotional, undevotional activities I do. Thereby I lose the attachment towards the Lord. So now, whatever we have, we will utilize it in the service of the Lord. Yes, we think that here the Lord is here. He is here in this room, He is here. That He will enjoy my wealth, my knowledge, my friends and my relations, my wife, my children, my property, everything. He will enjoy. I cannot enjoy. As Lord Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavam, matras sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajanti maam, dhrana bhava samannita. I am the creator of this whole beautiful universe. I am the creator of this wealth and properties and the machines and the scientific developments and aeroplanes and motor cars and all those help me to go easily. It is not for my enjoyment. It is for the enjoyment of my Lord. If I think that, then the ego, that I and mine, will have no place to control me, no power to control me. Always I should offer those things to the Lord. If anything comes, if any fruit anybody gives, we should offer to the Lord. How the Lord is that? Yes, the Lord is in you. Krishna, I offer this. Only Krishna, you put a tulasi, you have got on it, and offer. Take it as a prasad. Tayoga bhukta, srak, gandha, vaso, alamkara, satyata. Uchishto bhojino dasa. Tva mayam jaya mahi. I can control the maya by offering everything to him. Everything. What is that? We offer naivedya to the Lord. We prepare it and offer to the Lord. And our Lord will eat, take it, if I am with pure heart. With pure heart, if I offer it, then the Lord will accept it. And if the Lord accepts it, He will be remnant, He will give to me. Vayopabhukta sat malika, that mala, who has created? Of course, it was made by us, but the flower tree was not made by us. Lord Krishna's blessings, we got this flower tree, and that flower tree surviving there with beautiful rose flowers. And those rose flowers I can bring, make a garland and offer to the Lord. Because His property, this flower garden or the flower, the property of this flower garden or this flower garland is Lord Krishna. Now I must offer it to the Lord Krishna. If I say, Krishna, while exchanging this mala, Krishna, then Krishna is. Whether those who accept mala or those who offer mala, they should realize that I am giving this mala through Guru. And through Guru it will reach Krishna. And those who receive it, they say, "Oh Lord Krishna, accept it, and that I get it." This is the proper relationship. Vayopa bhukta srak bandha. Bandha, that is sandal paste. That sandal paste, you are not using cold country, but in hot countries, always the sandal, what is there, they will rub it on the stone and get that paste. It will, if they rub it over the body, body will become cool. But now you have got so much cold, your body is always cool, so it doesn't require sandal paste. But the Lord Krishna and murtis of Lord Narayana, Ranganatha, are so many in you find South India, they love the sandal paste on the murtis. Sandal paste is camphor, costly tree camphor. Then the lungs will be very cool, cool. And Vaibhavaka Srak, flower god, you see in South India, on the birthday of Ramanuja, Sri Perumbador, they prepare a garland, the small Sanna Jaji flower. This is the small, very plant. So much volume. It costs 600 rupees. On the flowers. Very, very small flowers, but very fragrant. They pay that. Every year, the devotee who purchases this garland offers the Lord one to Ramanuja. So what is their consumption? Vayabhukta srak gandha baso alankarst. One must not use the cloth. As a man or woman, whatever cloth she purchases from the market, that first should be offered to the Lord. Then you should think the Lord must wear this. And after that, touching the Lord, you use it. Gandha, baso, alankara, all sorts of ornaments. Ornaments, golden ornaments, or necklaces, or pearls, garland, or say diamond garland, everything. You cannot directly use it, purchasing it. It should be given to the Lord. And whatever we prepare, various items we prepare, all these items with cakes or butter or all other things you use, that should be offered to the Lord. And Lord must be satisfied with your preparations and He will bless you. And that remnant which He leaves for you, if you take that remnant, then you can control Maya. There is no other process. To control Maya, now we must offer it to the Lord. Everything, whatever you use, you touch it to Lord Krishna and say that, "Lord Krishna, you please accept it." After that you can use it. Now that Krishna wears all the clothes, what will you wear? You will not be naked. Not that. And whatever you prepare, all the varieties, costly preparations, that should be offered to the Lord. And the Lord will give the whole. If you compare it, but offering what we have given, and the same is there, have not taken anything. No. Because all in full. Yes. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnaneva Avastitate. See the Lord, Supreme Lord. If he touches, if he takes all your offerings, that offering just like in Jagannath Puri, 21 daily 21 quintals of rice. And proportionately doll and proportionately 36 varieties of vegetables and 56 varieties of sweets. Daily it is offered to the Lord. Daily it is offered. Now, no man, no rich man, no even demigod can use so much. Because this is the Lord from whom this world has come. He has the capacity to enjoy whatever you do. And in return, he accepts the devotees, whatever the devotion offers to the Lord will accept. And the remnant who will take. Then if the Lord accepts all, what will we eat? Because the Lord accepts, but his hands, if it touches his hand, then whatever you offered is full. Then. Purnasya Purnama. From the full, you take away the full is there. That is the power of the Lord, transcendental power of the Lord. You touch, if he touches it, it will be not reduced, it will be full. And you take that full, both physically and mentally and spiritually, you will be benefited. Always, we must have an adjustment with the Lord, Supreme Lord, Supreme Lord. Then we worship the Lord. There is a story that Krishna went to the house of a king. And at the same time, he went to the house of an old devotee. But devotee is a very poor, and king has all opulence. When the Krishna came there with all his paraphernalia, all of them, so he came to this king. And there was this devotee. And the devotee as well as the king, they requested the Lord to accept our invitation, come to our house. Then the king's invitation he accepted, and at the same time this devotee also came and he said, please come to our house. Then Krishna never said that I will go first to king's house and then I will come to you. Or to this devotee, I will come to you then. I will come with my attendants, all I will come. No. He never said anything. He requested, yes, I will come. King requested, yes, I will come. Now, at the same time, the Lord Krishna, with his paraphernalia, all came and accepted the royal treatment, because you are the royal guest. Radha has got all valuables, plates and valuable garments and all preparation, costly preparation, Siddhikaranjaya Radha, and Krishna is Krishna, and with all devotees he has come. And at the same time, Sukadeva, he was entertaining Krishna. Krishna was coming there, same time, here and there. And when he saw Krishna is coming with so many people, he was very glad. He was throwing his upper cloth and dancing. Krishna has come to my hut. What will he give? He has nothing. He only placed one dharma grass there as asam. And near that dharma asam, he gave a small earthen pot, water, and water, filled up with water. He placed 50. Now, on the water, he placed one tulasi leaf. And he said, I am very fortunate. Maharaj, you have come with all your devotees. Now, I am a poor devotee. I cannot entertain you like a king. I am poor. You know my capacity. So, I have only water and no asana even. Only grass I have put. Lord was accepting it. He had accepting it. At the same time, he was accepting the given by the king. Now here, he is all pervading. The same Krishna is taking a guest of the king and guest of the beggar, devotee, at the same time. He was there and he was here. Asimtya khaluje bhava natam tarkena dodet. Krishna has such transcendental power. You know, Krishna married 16,000 queens in one muhurta. One day and 1 hour and 2 hours muhurta. He married. How can Krishna one and 16,000 brides, bridegroom is one, how can he marry 16,000 in one muhurta? Yes. It was shown. Narada was astonished to hear this. He came, and when he came, that Krishna has already constructed big palaces, big buildings, for 16 each, one building for one queen. Big area, 16,000 buildings are built, constructed. And on the marriage day, in each and every building, one bride is sitting, and Krishna sitting. The bride may be different, there is no difference in Krishna. The same Krishna sitting here, sitting there, sitting in third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, 16,000 number. Krishna. 16,000 Krishnas are sitting in the same Muhurta. Then marriage ceremony was celebrated. But one cannot imagine how one can marry 16,000. At least marriage, you can have marriage only with one. On the next day one. So 1 year has 360 days. So now there are 16,000. How many years it will take to marry 16,000? But Achinta Kaluji Baba, but regarding the transcendental Krishna, we cannot complain. No complaint is there. He is everywhere. Ishvara sarva bhutana murdesi arjuna tishtati. O Arjuna, I am everywhere. The Lord tells him everywhere. Krishna is in you, in him. Now, he is in the dog, he is in the cat, he is in the donkey, he is in the hog, he is in the pig. So our Srimad Bhagavata says, Pranamet Dandavat Bhumo Asto Chandala Gokhara. You must offer your Sastang Dandavats to a cow, to a dog, to one dog eater, and to a pig. Anybody, a human being or a beast or a bird or anybody, you must offer. Even a tree, why should offer? Because there dwells the Lord, the tree. Why worship banyan tree? Why worship people tree? Because it is a vrikshavatara. Tulasi is vrikshavatara, incarnation of the tree, Tulasi. So, Lord is everywhere. That you cannot imagine unless you are blessed by Lord or blessed by the saints like Narada. You cannot understand. They should bless you. And through their blessing, they can understand. But now, we are not for the Lord Krishna. One who is for the Lord Krishna, he will sacrifice his life for Krishna. He takes an oath, unless Krishna gives me darshan in 7 days, I will be repeating namam 7 days. And 8th day, I will commit suicide. And he has repeated namam without food, without sleep. Now 7 days completed, and he is about to sacrifice, to commit suicide, Krishna will come. Lightning, just like lightning, Krishna passes through a fraction of a second. You will see. Then all his mind is so pleased, and the bliss, and that he forgot everything, his body and the world and everything he forgot, because he has this unexpected scenery of Lord Krishna's. Definitely, one must take a vote, if not, it cannot be. So, we must begin with the blessing of the Lord. Whatever comes to me, I should think it is the blessing of the Lord. Now we are sitting here, it is the blessing of the Lord. We perform Sankirtan, it is the blessing of the Lord. We come by car without any harm, it is our blessing of the Lord. The moment I survive here, it is the blessing of the Lord. Every moment, you must abhisparti Krishna padarabindayo chinuti abhadrani dasyantanant. Abhisparti, always, we remember Krishna, repeat Krishna, hear Krishna, remember Krishna. Then all are inauspicious, all inauspicious moments will go away, will be given up. He will be free from inauspicious. His qualities, his thinking power, his physical strength, his mind will be free from inauspicious. Everything is auspicious. Though one must say, I'm going out, he asked, he said, moment I'm going, arrive in, shall I lose the battle? He must think, O Lord, Mamas Krishna, repeat Krishna, or remember Krishna, then everything will be auspicious to you. That you must test, you can test, but you must feel that when you are suffering, you have no suffering, you never realize suffering, how can you think of the remedy? Because you never think that I am suffering, I am happy. They are not sleeping, eating, sleeping, and enjoying. No suffering. Nobody thinks that I am suffering. If anybody thinks suffering, then we will think of how to free himself from suffering. But do we never feel that we are in a prison? We are in a prison. We have got limited capacity to movement, in our movement. We cannot do as we like. There is a law. If you do anything unlawful, you will be handcuffed and taken to the jail. And if you are in the jail, you forget that you are in jail. You only see all dazzling ornaments, all diamonds and pearls. You see, go to market, all fancy good articles. Every article you want to purchase, they place it, they make it in such a way that anybody, though he has no penny with him, he will think, I want this. This is only the world. This is the world where no happiness is there. It's because he cannot be happy. He should not go anywhere. He must be in the house. If he goes, he sees how that one was constructed, this one was constructed. If he sees the car, how many types of car. I saw that the American car which cost 80 lakhs. 80 lakhs. 300
red. And the kilometer speed?
Three hundred kilometers traveling. Another, no. Of course, the lights are there. He traveled 300 kilometers. Though he purchased, there is no, he cannot do that. Because the light is there. If you travel one kilometer, the light is there. He comes at 300 kilometers. Then he will be dashing something and die. He cannot travel 300 kilometers. He doesn't know that. But as it is advertised, that 300 kilometers. He wants to purchase that. What is that? Motorcycle?
Yes, motorcycle.
But company is motorcycle.
Many.
Honda. It travels. The fellow must be very stout. And the fellow must have a free road. Then only he can travel 300. If not, if he travels more than necessity, even 100, also he cannot, because the traveling ships are there. They will catch hold of him and take him to jail. So, man is so ignorant, he doesn't know what he really wants. What his real want is, one should want what? An eternal sub-object, eternal. That gives me him happiness. Always he will be happy. Eating, he will be happy. And sleeping, he will be happy. And movement, he will be happy. And everything he uses among this material developments, we will be happy. Because he knows his position. And only Jadrucharava Sankushta. Jadrucharava. Whatever you have to digest, you have to take that. And you cannot digest. One has your digesting power. He may take all varieties, but though you are sitting with them, you must see your capacity. That item will never help you. You will vomit or you will go to latrine. So then you will go to doctor and take medicine. Why should you eat so much? Yuktahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta svapnabhagodasya yoga bhavati dukha. This is whatever necessary. Limited, unlimited, balance. Diet must be balanced. You eat too much, and tomorrow you have to fast. You cannot attend breakfast because you have taken too much. So, not only this, in all our activities, a boy see a picture, night, we see once or twice, three times, we see the picture. But nothing, the same picture movements, and he is having attachment with it, and no sleep. Next day, he will take rest, apply to the office, that I'm not keeping well, so let's grant me leave for a day. If he is given, he will take rest. It's unnecessary. What is necessary? What we want? What is helpful to us? That we get that, we get that. Now, Anga Maharaja was a very sincere, charitable, and he was performing yajna. All the Rittikas, they said, Maharaja, we are performing yajna without any mistake. Clearly we perform. But all the demigods never come and take their portion. Why not? Then king asked, why not? Then in the action you may be committing wrong. No. No wrong will come. But we see, Maharaja, you have no son. So you must have a son. Then only one who has got a son, if he does this yajna, all his offerings will be accepted by the demigods. Then he says, now what shall I do? Let us perform putra kamishti yajna. Now if we do putra kamishti yajna, the son will be born. Then he said, now let's do that. So the perform putra kamishti yajna, then yajna, a payasam was given, and that payasam he gave to his wife, And then she became pregnant and son was born. But from the childhood, notorious, very, very cruel heart, the boy was committing all sins. The boy throws the children into the well and he beat them to death because Kunjuma, nobody will love them. Now the father was disgusted. He said, it is better not to have a child. But having a child, when we are born in Putrakamati Yajna, what is the benefit? Then one night, when the boy was only 11 years age, Raja came in the night. Boy, now you look after the country. I'm going to forest. So left it without announcing it, without informing anybody, he went away. On the next day, the sorrow became do any charity, nothing, or repeat mantra, nothing. Everybody should only follow me, because all the demigods, all the demigods are in me, 33 crores demigods are in me. I am the king. I will give you everything. Now the people are suffering. They have no wealth, no knowledge. The trees have no fruits, cows have no milk, and they won't get proper water, proper food, and proper knowledge. Everything but lower down. All are suffering. Then all the trees. This jungle, Maharaja, you are not following the process. A king should be now under helpless change. Please, you follow dharma. Then he said, you fellows, I am protecting you. I have got husband. I have got halls and schools and colleges. I have got everything to look after you. And you gave up me. Now you see, now you want to be independent. Then they said, Then he said, let me put that body in an oil. Oil, full of oil and some saucer or so. And when there is no king now, anarchy. So, now what will he do? They went there and they take this left hand of that body and churn it. In the oil, a boy was born black and barb. He has no royal signs. The royal, he is not from a royal family. Then they stopped it and asked him to sit. Then they took the right hand and said, then came Prithu, Prithu Maharaja, both couple, queen and Maharaja, both were born. And now immediately they placed him on the throne. Now he sees that I am given the throne, but all the people are suffering. How can, what can I do? Why they are suffering? Then they told that your father has committed great sin. Sinner he was. And now due to his sins, accumulated sins, now you have to undergo the punishment. Now he was done so suffering. Now he said, what shall I do? And that Bhudevi has concealed all your properties. Now you control Bhudevi, he can see me. Now Bhudevi, she controlled and Bhudevi gave all them. And then Maharaja allowed all to perform dharma, to discuss dharma, to do charity, to all good activities, all devotion, everything. Then in 10 years, all are full of wealth, full of health, and full of knowledge, and the fields are full of fruits and vegetables and cereals, and all are happy. Then Sanat Sanatan Sanand Kumar, Sanat Kumar Brahma's some children, they came and they said, now, Maharaja, you have done your duty. Now you go to the forest now and do penance. Then Maharaja announced, on certain date, I am going to the forest. You always follow my advice. And till now, you follow the scriptural advice and do as you do. Then you will be happy. If not, you will suffer. Then all the people, they said, no, Maharaja, you have done so much for upliftment of your public. Now, you will go back to the forest and you suffer there. We will enjoy and remain here. No, we will also go. No. If all of them go to the forest to become a city now, and your village will become a forest. No, I won't take even second cloth, only one cloth, no dress, nothing, no tumbler, no glass, no drink water, nothing. I'll go. So he's king. The wife said, I also. Yes, when you want to suffer, come. And she also came. There were 6 months drinking Mandakini, Ganga water, and leaves and fruits. They survived. And then Maharaja died. And the wife collected fuel, forest, and dried fuel, said that she collected and heaped it. And attached fire. And the fire was burning. She kept the body in that fire. And she also entered the fire. Very heavily. This is how our culture says that a man should always engage himself in the service of the Lord, because the service of the public is also service of the Lord. So he used to serve the public for one purpose, that they should be devotees. So when all of them became devotees and the number of devotees increased, then the Lord was pleased. But when the demon's number increases, Lord's mind is disturbed. Vishnu Bhakta, Paro Daiva, Asurata, Bhupardaya. Those are Vishnu Bhaktas, they are the demigods. Those who are demons, they are anti-devotional. So these demigods, they all cooperate to destroy the demons. And the Lord will help them to destroy karma. He will destroy demons and simultaneously he will protect the devotees. These devotees who have surrendered to the Lord, he will protect. Those who never surrender and challenge the Lord and want to enjoy the Lord and the properties of this world, they will suffer. The devotees will never suffer. Always they will be protected. Hare Krishna. Now it is time for food.
हरि वो जय श्री पति वैभव श्री महाराज की जय गुरुदेव की।